Okay, I apologize for not sending out yesterday's. I meant to send it last night. I'm sending it today. Be'ez Hashem, I'll send hopefully another one tonight. So mashlim today, you'll have two. So I mentioned, just to finish off with the kaparos, that it's brought down, he brings down the Chay Adam that b'shas el chak, if you don't have kaparos with a tarnagol, then you can't do it with money. And you would say, Eilam Malzi Alchol Tzedakah. There are those who lechachila do it. I'm not exactly, I didn't see so much brought down. That should be lechachila, such a minag. But they do bring down that, meaning once you're doing the kaparas, you agree that that's a minag. To do it through money is a lesser form of the kiyam of the minag than doing it through a tarnagol. But either way, everyone should do what the minag of Aseyam Vyadeyam is and follow your minag. Now we're up to Erevim Kippur. So in Erevim Kippur and Shacharis, we don't say Mizmor LaSoda. Why don't we say Mizmor LaSoda? Because you're not allowed to bring an Erevim Kippur. You're not allowed to be of a toda because you're going to be bringing it to a day psul because it's usher to eat it on Yom Kippur itself, and even if it's, the zman is muktam, that is why it's usher to bring a soda. So then also you should, when you if you generally say like Yeratzam Ki'ilu Krafti Ola on the parshios of Ezer Mekoman, which many have the minhag to do, Mr. Brewer I think also recommends doing that as well. So if you have that minhag by Yeratzam Ki'ilu Krafti Toda, you should not say on Erev Yom Kippur because you're not being makir, you're not asking to be makir of a toda today because you don't want to. So we also don't say tacharen because it's like a stickle yomta. And we don't say Lamaseach Yan Chasham Yom Tzara. We also don't say Avinu Malkeinu. However, if Yom Kippur is going to fall on Shabbos, then there are those who have the minhag, many have the minhag to say Avinu Malkeinu or Erevim Kippur. But Shacharis, even by Mincha, those wouldn't. Most people wouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha. Now there's a mitzvah, the Chor Mitzvah D'Oraisa, based on the pasuk of it says B'Tisha B'Chodesh Tanos Nashaseichem, and we learn from there with the Tishi Ochlim. Rather, Malak Asuf Kilo, that if a person eats on the Tishi, it's like he ate on the, it's like he fasted on the 9th and the 10th as well, and he gets the kiyum for both. And we learn that it's a mitzvah gedol, you get a very big schar for doing this, and you get a very big, it's as if you fasted in Kippur as well. So a person should, in order to do that, you should even learn a little bit less in Yom Kippur in order to eat. And it's like a Yom Tov, and therefore it's a mitzvah to have simcha, and it's usher to fast on Erev Yom Kippur because of your sort of mitzvah to eat, and also it's a shtekel yotiv, and therefore you should have a simcha. The lashon of the shla is that derech kol yisrael smoch rankel as taken suda yafe ve'amnem tam lazeh hatshuva yachas mitzvah haseichot. It's very tzarech simcha. Shla points out this very nice idea that even when we ask Hashem, we karat Hashem to do tshuva, it also should be with simcha. It should also be with happiness. Hashem b'tshuva yikarach na v'adayga v'mikur ein bo simcha machmas dagos havonos. We're not worried about our veris, rather the simcha on Yom Kippur, we're going to be more of a pachat. So therefore, in Yisrael, tuliyim la'avim shavah shemayim shiroi yosir mishpatim vein simcha lachen in tuma simcha mitzvah. On Yom Kippur itself, it's very hard to tell us to mamish b'chayiv in the mitzvah of simcha because we know that we're very pachat for what's going to happen to our year, when we should be. That's Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin is a good thing that we realize we've been tuliyim melech malchem lachem and our gzar din is being written up. How could we sleep? How could we eat? Right? That's a very big thing. So they say the name of, I think it was Rav Aaron Cutler or Rav Hutner. I forgot who it was. I always get confused which one said this, but that it's pashut mi'asvara that you don't fast, that you don't eat on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, because on Tisha B'Av you're so depressed. How could you possibly eat? You're not even on Kippur. Such a happy day. Mechilas kol avonos. All your avonos will be forgiven. And you don't have time to eat. You're worried davening to Hashem and asking for tshuva. You don't even think about eating. Misvara, you shouldn't even be eating. Okay, that's similar idea to the shlo. But that shlo adds that to Erev Yom Kippur. He says on Yom Kippur itself, we are a little bit more pachad. So therefore we eat and have a simcha more on Erev Yom Kippur. So it's many different Rishonim give different reasons why we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There actually might be nafka mina as whether or not a person's chayav in lamdos of whether or not a person's chayav to eat. So the Rishonim, the Shlub brings down b'shem the Zohar that so he says that it's a kapara because you have beis bechinas, you have nefesh aguf and nefesh abahamis. So the nefesh, the inuy aguf is the tainus. Inuy nefesh is the achila. So therefore, chi we have we're masakin the inuy for the nefesh, and then on chi we're masakin the inuy of the guf. That is based on the shla. The Elia Rabba quotes the Shem Hashibul Aleket that when you eat so much in Erev Yom Kippur, you're going to make the inuy even harder. You're going to be fasting; it's even harder for you to fast. So that nafkamina people in that, oh, if that's the whole svara, again, we don't pass on like svaras. Anyway, we tell everybody to eat lechumra, but if a person's not fasting, that's the whole shayla. If it's only to prepare you for the next day, the others get the opposite part of this Elia Rabba, that no, it's to help you fast, to make it easier for you to fast. That's the way a lot of people explain that you should dafka go into the fast not being in such pain. That's the mamash the opposite Elia Rabba. So either way, that'd be a nafkamina potentially is a person who's not planning on fasting for a chol hashish basakan or whatever reason, does he have a chiyab to eat every time? And lechora, every time that you eat, every kazayas, every time that you're eating, they say with gedolim would eat mamish all the time. The moadim is manim that a person assumes that is a potentially every time he's eating at Kizayis is another nacha mitzvah of this of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So we try to eat a lot. Again, we're also muftach that we're afraid we're going to have kaparas avonos on Yom Kippur. It's a very special day, so that's why we have the suda on Erev Yom Kippur. What about is there a mitzvah? I'll end off with this. Is there a mitzvah to eat already the night before? So that's the shaila. The Bura Gra says no. There's no mitzvah to eat the night before Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. Only it starts Alos Hashachar. Really can't really eat before davening, but whatever. Maybe drinking a little bit Alos Hashachar. And others say that no. That based on other opinions, the Shla assumes that maybe that there would be a minug to have by the night before. He makes a tally on whether or not we have long slichos or not. That we had some hold that you have shorter slichos, and maybe he's saying maybe we do. And we also don't sedachar, and so we assume it is like a yantus. So maybe that's already by nighttime because slichos by some are supposed to be a chatzos at night. And before Alos Hashachar, so clearly, if we assume we're doing shortening them, then that means that we want you to be eating. So then there is a mitzvah. Okay, that's the tzad of the time the amount. So that that would be the over here. Get Bezrim, the more of the dinim of Ashir Achila and the Sudas of the Yom and what you're eating. The Kedushas Achila Bezrim in hopefully tonight. I'll send out another daily halacha.